Today's scripture reading comes from James chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. No one, when tempted, should say, "I am being tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But one is tempted by one's own desire, by being lured and enticed by it. Then, when that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and that sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Check. All right. I think it's working great here. Thank you. P.A. Yesu. Pious Jesus. Holy Jesus. One of my favorite hymns, and thank you so much for sharing your music gift with us. My sermon series on relearning the Lord's Prayer continues. Only two sermons are left, today and next Sunday. This morning, we are relearning the last petition part, just before the final doxology. Let us say it together. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yes, the first phrase is, lead us not into temptation. Everyone is being tempted. No one is immune to or from temptation. There is an interesting old saying, opportunity may knock only once, but temptation leans on the doorbell. Ring, 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 it keeps ringing. Yes, it's like the temptation is always waiting for you to fall for it. So true. We, human beings, are constantly tempted. As a matter of fact, this is our human nature and condition. Oscar Wilde, the famous Irish poet and playwright, once said, quote, "I couldn't help it. I can resist everything except temptation," unquote. Even in the ancient times, people realized that no one could escape from temptation. Saint Anthony of Padua once said, quote, "Accept temptation with expect temptation with your last breath." Wow. Unquote. This means that you and I, or anyone, any human being, cannot possibly stay away from temptation throughout our lifetime and ever. No wonder Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation in our everyday life. As you all know, even Jesus himself, as a Son of Man, was tempted in the wilderness. However, as the Son of God, Jesus resisted all those temptations. You know the story. I came across someone's comment on this temptation of Jesus account, but I could not verify who wrote it. Quote, "In the wilderness, Jesus was given several business opportunities, but he resisted them because they did not fit his mission statement," unquote. Exactly. Jesus not only taught us to pray daily by praying the Lord's Prayer, but also showed us how we can resist temptations. The book, The Lord's Prayer, written by Adam Hamilton, emphasizes this, quote, "Temptation is a universal part of a human condition. The question is not whether we will be tempted, but how we will respond when temptation comes," unquote. I agree. Now, we've been praying, always been praying, "Lead us not into temptation." Yes, whenever we recite this phrase, naturally and automatically, we would just say it without even taking a breath or thinking about its deeper meaning or implications. Interestingly, in the book, The Lord's Prayer, Adam Hamilton points out one of the most important insights. He presents the case of a missing comma. Traditionally, we've been praying, "Lead us not into temptation," as one phrase. However, this phrase, without a comma between "lead us" and "not into temptation," might give you an idea as if God leads you into temptation, or as if God is the tempter in your life. I think the author's point is good and valid. God is not the tempter for your temptation. So our prayer should be, "Lead us, comma, not into temptation." God always leads your life in everything. This is the main point. And God can also lead you even when you are being tempted. That's why with one added comma, it sounds totally different and clear. As this morning's scripture text says from James, verses 13 and 14, "No one, when tempted, should say, 'I am being tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But one is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it." That's right. It is not God who tempts you, but you are tempted by your own desire. God always leads you in many good ways. You pray to God that God would lead you always and on every occasion, even in the time of being tempted as well. Because you are too vulnerable, too weak to overcome your own temptations. You need God's help. You need God's strength and guidance. That's why the book emphasizes, quote, "The focus of this petition is that God lead us," unquote. So, praying "lead us" means that you would rather follow God's ways than from your own ways. Otherwise, you would fall for temptation all the time. Many times we tend to say and confess that we follow God and Jesus. However, most of the times we find ourselves insisting our own ways, not God's ways. So when you pray "lead us," you must mean it by putting God first in every decision you are about to make, and affirm that you are a precious child of God whenever and wherever you go. The second phrase, "but deliver us from evil." Remember all the pronouns used in the Lord's Prayer are "us" and "ours," never "me" or "my," right? Again, through this prayer, Jesus teaches us to be accountable and responsible as a community of God's people. Even though the Lord's Prayer is always used and recited by individuals in their own setting and lives, we, as the body of Christ, must ask God to deliver us from evil in our earnest and collective efforts and appeals. If we are not following God's ways and heart because of our own human agenda, wills, and desires, we could be preoccupied with all kind of evil intent, direct or indirect disobedience against God, or simply mere indifference, also known as apathy. We are generally vulnerable and easy to be deceived by all kinds of evil forces and poisonous influences. Sometimes we can be deceived by all kinds of tricks of the devil or Satan or whatever evil force that even quote the word of God. I am sure you remember when Jesus was being tempted by the devil in the wilderness. In the story, you all remember how the devil tried to tempt Jesus by quoting the Old Testament verses, scriptures. This means that using the scripture verses does not always mean it's a way of following true God or the authentic Jesus. That's why to discern God's will, we must rely on our constant effort of building God's kingdom on this earth through our corporate worship, Bible studies, and the means of grace, and many other venues of spiritual growth and actions. Furthermore, our prayer, "Deliver us from evil," can be a sincere plea to God as we focus more on our main mission of saving souls and loving people rather than being distracted by many other unimportant things or attempts. Maybe the word evil refers to our own human desires that seek for fame, money, honor, or power. Some leaders, especially political leaders and religious leaders and all kind of leaders out there, try to instigate people into their own self-interest groups by spreading lies, conspiracies, or misinformation. If their self-justified actions and words cause harms and attacks and destruction to the people in the society, they are proving themselves simply as evildoers, definitely against God's purpose and God's will. Deliver us from evil. Therefore, we, the people of God, must ask God to lead us at all times, and especially in the time of trials and temptation and in our distractions or inactions. My sisters and brothers in Christ, temptation itself is not a sin. However, depending on how you respond to that temptation might lead you to commit a grave sin with horrible consequences. That's why James warns us from this morning's text, verse 14, "But one is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it." Verse 15, "Then when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and that sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death." His final words in verse 16, "Do not be deceived, my beloved." Now, I would like to close my sermon with an online article that I have come across. Quote, "If we want to be delivered from the evil one, we have to trust God. We have to let Jesus take care, take the test for us. It's like having a lightning rod to protect you. Not only does a lightning rod not prevent lightning, it attracts it. But the lightning rod is grounded, so the powerful and dangerous electricity passes right through from the air to the ground without doing damage. Since we are pretty sure that we can't pass the temptation test on our own, we have to trust the one who always passes to keep us safe. Unquote. Next Sunday, I will share with you my last sermon on the Lord's Prayer. Thanks be to God. And all the God's people say, Amen. Amen.